This is Boogie in the Morning.
And it's time for the Boogie in the Morning Christmas song for 2015. Don't sigh.
I'm trying not to. I just think, I'm just waiting for the
torrent of abuse.
Yes!
That we always get. Yeah. Now, remember, we know we can't sing, so please don't text us and say, you're terrible singers.
It's not supposed to be proper.
No. And right. But we started, when I first started on this show, 2003, we thought, well, do a Christmas song, just for a laugh.
Uh-huh.
And then we did one in 2004, 5, 6,
it's
7.
It's our annual tradition now, isn't
it? It's become a little bit of a tradition round these parts. And this year, we actually wrote a song ages and ages ago, and then we decided to change it, and you'll see why in just a couple of minutes. And then we had loads of people saying, oh, you're doing something about the Forth Road Bridge, aren't you? Nah, too obvious.
No.
So there is a hidden message in this song.
And you have to listen really carefully, I think, to pick up on it.
Do you think so? It's quite subtle, isn't it? I think it's too subtle. I don't think people are going to pick up on the true message of this song.
Okay.
So I think you've got to pay a lot of attention and should we just play it then?
I think we should.
Yeah, I think so.
Buckle yourselves in.
Yes. This year we are destroying Last Christmas by Wham. Which, I mean, it's like we shouldn't be doing this. sacrilegious, isn't it? It's like doing Band-Aid. We can't do that. So hope you enjoy it. It's our version of Last Christmas. My last Christmas before I'm a dad. We've a child on the way in February. Oh dear, for the next 18 years, Christmas is much more stressful. It's my last Christmas before there's a bairn. We conceive back in May after drinking all day. Christmas is much more stressful.
Is your wife really pregnant?
Yes, yes, she is, Arlene.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm so excited for you. When is she due?
February, Arlene. Have you not been listening to the lyrics?
Cool, that was quick.
That's what she said.
Oh, well, that's really amazing news. Congratulations. I know you've been trying for ages.
Just a couple of minutes, I'd heard.
Yes, yes, Marty.
Before children, you can't deny. Christmas is easy with parties and mulled wine. Then a baby comes along suddenly. Well, it's poop and tears and waking at 3:30.
Huh. Happy Christmas.
All those stinky nappies, no more sleep, will make you both so snappy. Then you'll know what a fool you've been. But it could be worse. You could be pregnant with twins.
It's my last Christmas before I'm a dad. Baby's on the way in February.
Well, dear, you've been trying for years. At long last, you've been successful.
All right, let's have a practice. So, Marty, you be baby. Boogie, you're dad. Go.
All right.
What?
Daddy! Dad! Dad!
What?
Dad! Da! Da!
What?
Da!
What do you want?
Da.
No spare room. Nights out with the guys. All my gadgets will be Fisher Price.
And if you ever get dressed up for a nice do, then they burp and cover you in milk's pew.
If it takes after mummy, it'll be very smart.
If it takes after daddy, it'll just moan and fart. Ooh, and as for making love, you'll never do that again.
Wait, hang on, where are you two going?
We're going off to the pub. Marty, are you coming?
Yep, come on, let's go.
Well, can I not come to the pub?
No, you're not allowed to go to the pub until the baby's 18. So when's that, Marty?
Oh, 2034.
Merry Christmas!
Thank you to everybody who's emailed me, Facebooked me, tweeted me in the last five minutes since the Christmas song. If you missed it, let's just have a listen again to the first two lines of the song. The first two lines of our song, this is the subliminal message that we were sending out today. In case you missed it.
It's my last Christmas before I'm a dad. We've a child on the way in February.
So maybe you didn't pick it up.
Yeah, well, Lindsay and John says, I get the subliminal message. Is it the buses? They're also due in May, so congratulations.
Joanne in Musselburgh's on the phone. Hi, Joanne.
Hi there. I just want to leave some comments about the song you have just played.
Please crack on.
It's absolutely hilarious. Me and my partner driving to work. Anybody looking in our car would just thought we were totally mad, laughing our heads off.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
It's so true.
Did you pick up on the subliminal messaging, though?
Sorry? I just didn't have kids. Just don't have kids.
Yeah, it's too late now, isn't it?
For a night of passion, you've got a lifetime of hell. That's all I can say.
Great. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Take care, bye.
Well, I'm not sure she got the message.
She didn't, no. Yeah, completely above her head.
I'm going to be a daddy.
Oh, it's so cute. Now, when is the actual date of the birth?
Well, we obviously it can vary.
Yes, it can.
But the date we've been given is the 29th of Feb, which is a leap year day.
Oh.
Which is a right result if it comes on that day.
You only have to buy a present every 4 years.
Every 4 years. Boom. Save us a fortune in birthday presents.
Oh, one other thing we need to address. Boogie on the Boat. What does that mean?
Well, Boogie on the Boat was due to be in March.
Right. That's no happening, is it?
That's no happening. So, so sorry about that.
This is it starting. This is what happens when you have children.
Yeah.
Better planning next time.
Next time, Arlene.